We present Tony Brandon as Wally Thornton in... Wally who?
Anybody?
Yes, I wouldn't mind a spot, Alice.
Peter?
Perhaps just a little, please, Alice.
Wally?
I don't suppose there's any brown ale, is there?
Brown ale? We don't have brown ale in this house.
No booze at old Ben's funeral? That's ironic, isn't it? He used to make Dean Martin look like a colonel in the League of Temperance.
He's true to respect.
You know Wally, don't you, Trevor?
Ah, May's boy, yes.
That's me, the fortune hunter.
Yes, you sort of dropped out, didn't you? You did my plumbing for me.
Did I?
Yes, you relaid the whole house.
My word, what a memory.
Not really. The resulting flood drowned both my dogs. Yes, we remember you every time we go into the garden and walk past their little graves.
I'll just take a few sandwiches into the next room.
What are you doing with yourself nowadays, old man?
Well, you know me, this and that. Wherever there's money, deals, angles, buying, selling, I suppose you could say my business is just making lots of money.
Hmm. Do you usually wear plimsolls to a funeral?
Well, what's wrong with them? They're black, aren't they?
Yeah, looks as though they haven't been cleaned in a couple of years.
They're special orthopaedic shoes, actually. I suffer from a very rare foot disorder. Gingival stomatitis.
That's a disease of the lips.
Yes, so you can see how rare it is to get it on the foot.
Sandwich, anyone?
Oh, delicious, Alice. I think I might risk one.
I'm so glad you could come, Wally. It's what Ben would have wanted.
Well, yes, we were two of a kind, me and old Ben. When they made us, they threw the mould away. Nothing to choose between us.
Yes, well, he was my uncle, and I loved him dearly. But even I couldn't deny the man was a complete and utter idiot.
Well, I must admit, what he did that Christmas in Auntie Florrie's tea, I found quite disgusting.
That was one of the most hilarious incidents in my life, I can tell you. I mean, the look on her face. Oh, dear, it was an absolute riot.
Yes, it doesn't surprise me that sort of thing would appeal to you.
He never cared what people thought of him, did he?
Well, he certainly didn't care what Auntie Florrie thought of him.
He owed me £350.
He owed me near a seven.
Well, as old Ben used to say, where there's a mug, there's money. Rules didn't apply to Uncle Ben. He was an adventurer. Travelled the world, he did. Cairo, Delhi, the Far East.
Nonsense. He never went anywhere near the Far East. The only travelling he ever did was to and from Parkhurst.
Well, that's just where you're wrong. I know for a fact he went to the Far East. I mean, you could tell from all the presents he brought me. They were all stamped made in Hong Kong.
He really took you in, didn't he?
I was all set to go with him once, you know, on one of his expeditions. Into the rainforests of Peru in search of the lost city of gold.
The lost city of gold?
Just the two of us alone against the ravages of the Peruvian jungle. Scorpions, man-eating crocodiles, headhunters, living cheek by jowl with danger.
Fell through, did it?
Yes, it turned out I was allergic to sun cream. Brings me out in little bumps, you know. Tragedy, really. He went on his own in the end.
How long was he away? 18 months?
Yes, I suppose it would have been about that. He brought me back some wonderful presents, though. An authentic Peruvian headhunter suit. Coarse grey material it was. With little blue arrows all over.
Excuse me, gentlemen, I'm sorry to intrude. Could I just have your addresses for the sending on of the various effects?
Oh, certainly. Trevor Thornton Jones, Rosalie House, Guildford, Surrey.
Thank you. And you, sir?
Me? Oh, yes. Well, now, let's see. The townhouse is no good. I've got the decorators in there. And, of course, there are people staying at the cottage. The houseboat's totally impractical, and so's the Spanish property. Ah! I know the very place. Make a note of this. Mr. Wallace Thornton, Esquire. The caravan. Lottie's used car dump. Behind the Hope and Anchor, Milltown Council Estate.
Used car dump?
Yes, Trevor. You really must come and visit us there. It's so picturesque.
Boy! You two, clear off! Go on! I know your names and your parents! So go on, clear off out of it!
Hello, Wal. Is that them kids from the estate again?
Oh, hello, Eric. Oh, I don't know. Just look at that. Red aerosol all down the side of my caravan.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's appalling. I mean, just look at that. That's not how you spell it, is it?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen it written down before. Is there a cup of tea going?
Yeah, of course there is, mate. Come on in. Here, aren't you open? He's only just gone too.
Oh, we don't do much of a lunchtime trade. Just a couple of regulars. Vera can handle it.
I'm a bit low on the tea bags. You don't mind if I squeeze out an old one, do you?
No. I'll drink any mutt, me. Hey, what's this?
That's my Uncle Ben's old trunk. A real treasure trove of memories, that. All my old school books, photographs, sporting trophies.
Oh, you? Sporting trophies? You get out of breath on the Space Invaders machine. Well, let's have a look.
Cricket? Rugger? Captain of the swimming team? Nah, I wasn't one for being cooped up inside, poring over the rules of French grammar. The great outdoors and the thrill of physical achievement.
What's this one? 1947. Butlin's pie-eating champion.
I don't know how that one slipped in. Aren't my long jump medals in there?
Yeah. What's this?
Oh, good grief. It's a bra.
Yeah, I can see that. What's it doing among your sporting trophies?
Alison Ainsworth, 1948. Ah, oh, that was true love, that was. I whipped it from her washing line.
Here, these are old school books.
What? Oh, yes.
It's not bad, this. 10 out of 10. 9 out of 10. 18 out of 20. Very good, gold star. 10 out of 10. 1 out of 10. 0 out of 10. 0 out of 10. 1 out of 10. What happened there, then?
Well, the lad I was copying off emigrated to Australia. Eric, look. Here's my old art book.
Oh, let's see. Draw a day at the seaside. You've just done a big picture of Donald Duck.
Yeah, well, that's all I could draw, Donald Duck.
Draw a bowl of flowers. It's Donald Duck again.
Yeah, well, it would be, wouldn't it?
Draw what you want to be when you grow up.
Donald Duck again, is it?
Yes. Every picture in this book is Donald Duck.
Well, why change when you're on a winning formula? Good grief. Look, all my old love letters. There's a few broken hearts in this box. Listen to this one, listen. My dearest darling, I will kill myself if you won't see me on Tuesday. I need you, I love you, I adore you, I want you. Yours forever and a day, Little Petal Wettikins. Dear me. Do you know, there must be dozens of them here. I wonder why I never posted them.
What other goodies have you got in there, then?
Oh, there's a painting here. And there's a signature on it. Now, it's Rem something. Rembrandt? Rembrandt. Oh, we'll sling that then.
Rembrandt? Rembrandt? He's a famous painter, he is.
Rembrandt. He's a famous painter, he.
Oh, it's very funny, very amusing, yes. Hey, it's not bad, though, is it?
What? This painting? You don't know much about art, do you, Eric?
I never said I did.
I mean, look at it. Bad composition, poor perspective. I mean, look at that. What is that supposed to be? A dog or a horse? Pathetic.
Here, there's a note pinned on the back of it.
Oh, that's Ben's handwriting. Dear Wally, there's never been any love lost between me and that bunch of pompous... Oh, look, there's that word again. And he spelled it wrong as well. As far as I'm concerned, you are the nearest thing I ever had to a son, apart, of course, from my own illegitimate ones.
He's a bloke, isn't he?
So, I'm giving you this painting. It's by Van Hannigan. I picked it up quite cheap.
I'll bet he did.
But it should be worth £400 or £500 by now.
£500?
£500? Good grief!
You can buy some new tea bags now.
£500? worried, though.
I'd keep it if I were you. It's a good investment. Paintings.
Yes. You know, you're right. Keep it. Let it appreciate in value. The longer I keep it, the more and more the price will build.
Yes.
Yes. I wonder how much it'll fetch first thing tomorrow morning. Excuse me. Is the gallery owner in, please?
No, I'm afraid he's out at the moment, but I'm sure Mr. Levenshulme could help you.
Oh, yes. Fine.
I'll just go and get him for you.
Oh, thank you. I'll just be looking round. It's quite beautiful, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
What's this piece called? Man Plus.
Well, I'm thinking of buying a piece, but I'm not really sure whether I like this one.
May I offer you some advice? Don't look at it with your eyes.
What should I look at it with?
Well, don't look at it at all. No, feel it. Reach out and be touched by it.
Yes, I think I'm feeling it. And the more I feel it, the more I dislike it.
Well, where are you feeling it?
Here, in my mind.
Oh, you're feeling it in the wrong place. Go down a bit and turn right.
Sort of over my rib cage.
Yes, that's the place to feel it.
Yes.
Are you feeling it now? I mean, is it touching you? Are you as touched as I am?
Yes. But I'm sorry, I'm still not keen on it.
Now look, you must be sure that what you're feeling is the painting. And you're not just feeling what you had for lunch.
No, I'm sorry, I still don't like it.
Mr. Levenshulme, can I help you at all?
Oh, yes, thank you. I wonder, how much is this cafe piece?
That's 3.5.
Yes, I see. £350, yes.
Are you buying for a gallery or privately?
Oh! 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 That is beautiful!
Are you admiring the piece?
That is absolutely beautiful!
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether you were admiring a piece or whether you'd pulled a stomach muscle.
Which piece is this?
On the far wall there. It's magnificent. It has economy. I love the symmetry. What is the piece called?
It's not a piece, actually. It's the main light switch.
It's absolutely exquisite, though, isn't it? I don't suppose it's for sale.
Not really, no. We need it to turn the lights on and off.
It's extraordinarily beautiful, though, isn't it? I expect many people must mistake it for a piece.
Not really. Most people just mistake it for the light switch.
Yes, well, I must admit, yes.
Actually, I see what you mean. It is rather nice, isn't it?
The light switch?
Yes. You see, the mistake you're making is you're looking at it with your eyes.
Yeah, I must admit, I was, yeah.
Well, don't look at it. Feel it. Feel it. Round about here, near your tummy. Feel it and you will be touched.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Are you two alone or is there someone looking after you?
Actually, what do you think of the light bulb?
The light bulb?
Yes. Oh, we're looking at the light bulb now, are we?
No.
Really? Well, I thought I felt something.
What did you have for lunch?
Salami.
Oh, well, that'll be it then. Italian food's always a killer. That's one of the main reasons why Van Gogh was Dutch.
I don't suppose the light bulb's for sale, is it?
Look, if you could just sort of restrict yourself to the artwork and forget about the fixtures and fittings, I'm sure you'll find something you like, OK?
Well, to be quite frank, I'm more interested in selling than buying.
Well, I've been on the blower to Mr. Bainbridge, the gallery owner, and I'm authorised to make you an offer. But, of course, if you want it ratified, you'll have to pop in and see him personally.
Well, I do hope he's taken into account the fact that not only is this an original Van Hannigan, but also the frame is made of real pine. I mean, that's got to be worth a couple of quid on its own.
Yeah, this is getting real hard work, actually. Did you have any price area in mind?
Yes, I suppose. I was thinking possibly we'd be talking in the region of roughly, give or take, say, roundabout.
Yeah?
And roundabout again.
Okay.
Five or six. Yeah. And I would never accept anything less.
Oh, well, you surprise me. I think you're way out, actually. I think its real value is much nearer than 15.
That much? Oh, yes. Well, I suppose you've got to take into account all sorts of things. I mean, how much did he charge for each brushstroke?
Yeah.
That's got to be clocking on a few, Bob.
Look, I think 15 and 17 between those two, I think that's about top line.
15? Yeah, well, that's what you say, and that's the state of the market. I suppose I have to...
Well, look, honestly, I don't think you'll get a better price than 15,000, truly.
No, well, I realise with the recession and everything, but, I mean, the frame's worth that alone. I mean, the painting is just thrown in as a bonus. I mean, 15,000...
Yeah, well, look, 000, if you could just let go of my hand, you're beginning to stop the circulation, actually.
Yeah, but, I mean, 15,000, I really am slightly disappointed. I came to you as a reputable dealer. I mean,
yeah,
it's a bit of a giveaway, yeah, really, isn't it?
Hey, could you let go of my hand?
No, I mean... 15,000, I suppose it's 15,000.
Hey,
in fact,
let go
I suppose
of my
it's,
hand.
Yes, I suppose it's what you'd roughly call 15,000,
really.
Look,
will you let go of my frigging hand?
There isn't half some rubbish in this book. Great modern artists. I wouldn't give tuppence for half of them.
God, it's hard enough getting a drink out of you. There's no way you're going to buy a work of art, is there?
You just look at that one. Call that art? I could do better than that.
Pass us that cloth, would you please, Eric?
What are you doing with that painting?
Oh, renovating it. The old varnish has gone yellow. You have to take it off with thinners, you know, and put a new coat on.
You shouldn't be doing that, Wally. You should leave it to experts.
Experts? They were going to charge me 350 quid for this.
Well, you've got 15,000 coming in. What are you bothered about?
350 is 350, Eric.
You're a skinflint.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm canny.
What are you going to do with the money?
Travel. Following old Ben's footsteps. You know where I really fancy going?
What's that on your cloth?
Well, oh, a bit of paint. I fancy the Arctic. I hear those Eskimos all huddle together for warmth at night. They're not much to look at, those Eskimo women, but I hear they're very affectionate.
But where's it come from?
All the inbreeding, I think.
No, I mean the paint.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, I don't know. They're bound to be affectionate, though, aren't they? I mean, let's face it. What else is there to do? There's only so much you can take of snowball fights.
Wally, it's coming off the painting. You're rubbing the paint off the painting.
Where? Oh, yes, it is smudged a bit, isn't it?
You've rubbed out a whole patch of grass.
So I have. Here, do you think it matters?
Matters? Of course it flaming matters.
Oh, dear me.
I told you to leave it to the experts.
I told you to leave it to the experts.
Hey, there's something under that bit you've rubbed out.
There's something under that bit you've rubbed out.
It looks like a signature.
Where? Where? Let's have a look. So it is. L-E-O-N. Leon. Eric, you're right. They sometimes do that, you know, these impoverished painters. I was reading in that book. When they couldn't find the money for some clean canvas, they used to get their hands on old paintings and paint over them.
Who's this Leon, then?
Well, I don't know. I can't think of any painters called Leon. It's only Leonardo da Vinci.
Who?
Da Vinci, the Mona Lisa bloke. This is worth millions, not thousands.
That Leonardo?
Yes, that Leonardo. Pass me the thinners, Eric. Soon get rid of this Van Hannigan rubbish.
Is it coming? Is the paint coming off?
Yes, yes, now be patient. I'm rubbing it as hard as I can. Right, here it comes.
What's it say? Can you read the name, Nick?
Yes, here we are, here we are. Leon. Leon's Canvas Manufacturers.
That's a funny name for a painter.
What have I done, Eric? What have I done?
You've wiped away most of the bottom right-hand corner of the picture. That's what you've done.
I know what I've done. You don't need to tell me.
Well, you asked.
Well, I've got some oil paint somewhere.
Oh, no, Wally. No, no.
Well, it's an old painting by numbers kit. I never finished it. I got bored doing the sky.
Wally, you can't just paint over it.
Well, it's only a bit of grass, isn't it? Just a blob of green and a few up and down strokes. Good grief, it'll be dry by morning.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, Mr. Thornton. I've got an appointment with Mr. Bainbridge Balmer at 11:30.
Mr. who?
Mr. Bainbridge Balmer. You can't miss him. He's probably been carrying a large bag of money around all morning.
Oh, you mean Mr. Bainbridge, the gallery owner?
That's right. Bainbridge Balmer.
Yes, but it's not Bainbridge Balmer. It's Mr. Bainbridge, B-A-M-A. Those are his qualifications.
I am perfectly well aware of that, you clod. Anyway, I'm here to see him.
Mr. Bainbridge? Mr. Thornton's here to see you.
Delightful. Send him in, please, Carol.
Mr. Thornton, Mr. Bainbridge Balmer will see you now.
Really? I'll think of something witty and get you on the way out.
Mr. Thornton, do come in, please. Prussian punctuality.
Pardon?
Prussian punctuality.
Oh, not for me, thank you. It's a little too early in the day.
Well, I have been looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, well, now, if we could get down to business. I'm lunching with someone very important today. Oh, I forget his name. Lord something or other.
Yes, sir. Sorry. Certainly. The Van Hannigan. May I?
Oh, yes, yes. But if you wouldn't mind, please handle it by the frame. Try not to get dirty finger marks all over it.
Yes, I have been an art dealer now for 35 years, Mr. Thornton, and that is one of the little tips I picked up on the way.
There you are then, matey. Get an eye full of that lot. Van Hannigan's The Picnic. 15 grand's worth of pure painting.
Oh, it's fine. Mm. It's very fine. Yes, the genius of Van Hannigan, of course, is...
Is what?
Have you interfered with this painting?
No. Look at the frame. It's genuine pine, that, you know. You don't get craftsmanship like that anymore, do you?
I shall ask you once again. Have you interfered with this painting?
No, I have not.
Then can you possibly explain what was going through the artist's mind that compelled him to introduce into this elaborately conceived pastoral scene Donald Duck standing by this tree?
Where's this then?
Where's this then?
Yes.
Where's this then? There! Ooh. By that tree! The creature sporting the blue sailor's hat!
Oh, that Donald Duck!
Yes!
Yes!
That Donald Duck!
Is there, do you think, perhaps the remotest chance they're having duck for the picnic?
Donald Duck!
Well, it was just a long shot.
Have you any idea of what you've done?
No.
The restorative work alone will cost thousands, and even then it will only retain about half its value. From being a unique example of a fine artist's early work, it's now half Van Hannigan, half Walt Disney. As it stands, this painting isn't worth more than a few hundred. Have you no idea of the crime you've committed? Have you no appreciation of art?
Well, of course I have. I'll tell you what, give us 50 quid and we'll call it quits.
Hey, it's smashing this.
Yeah, it's not a bad little takeaway, is it, the Foo Young?
What's this one? With the stringy bits and the gooey stuff.
Oh, that's Chow Mein Peking style. There's nothing like a bit of good living, is there, to cheer the flagging spirit?
Yes, here's a change for me. Oh, Vera won't let us have Chinese. She says no food can be much good if it turns you yellow and gives you slanty eyes.
I really can't understand these narrow-minded people. Experiment and experience. That's what life's about. Here, come on, let's be wild. Have a drop more wine.
Cheers. Oh, I don't know much about wine, Wally, but this is hitting the spot.
It's not a bad little grape, is it? And not unreasonably priced. They were even giving away a free wine glass with it. Well, a toast then, Eric. A toast to Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
And lost dreams and new horizons.
Cheers.
Cheers.
15,000, eh? You might as well have flushed it down the toilet.
Well, you got to roll with the blows. I played the game, I gambled and lost. Of course, it doesn't mean I don't feel like slitting my throat. Still, Who needs money when you've got what I've got?
Absolutely. What have you got?
Well, I've got my health. I've got my little yellow vacuum cleaner. Oh, yes. I'm not wanting for much. Lots of great men lived in poverty. I mean, look at Van Gogh. He never had two brass halfpence to rub together. And I'm far better off than he ever was. At least I've got both my ears.
Here, Wally, what's that you've got the rice in?
Oh, it's an old bowl I found in Ben's trunk.
It's Ming, that.
It's what?
Our Bob's into antiques. He's got one identical. That's a Ming vase.
Pass it here.
It must be worth thousands, that wall.
Well, let's have a look.
Wally! What have you done that for?
Eric, I'm not going through all that again. Go on, mate, pass us the prawn balls.
You have been listening to Wally Who, starring Tony Brandon as Wally, with John Jardine, Chris Ellison, Nick Maloney and Rosalind Knight. Wally Who is written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, theme and incidental music by Debbie Katz, and the programme produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.